Meantime, not everyone's completely happy with today's proposal. Here's Barton Morris, principal attorney of the Cannabis Legal Group in Royal Oak.
The current medical marijuana provisioning centers simply just want the opportunity and believe they should get a recreational license. That's generally what happens when a city that has already authorized medical facilities, then they add recreational facilities, the medical ones that are pending, they automatically get one. So I think all of them should have the opportunity to do that.
If today's proposal is adopted as is, Morris expects some of his clients to take the city to court to argue their right to a license. Meantime,
I've already been contacted by clients and by a group of lawyers who are going to pursue a lawsuit if in the event that this ordinance passes the manner of which that many believe it will.
Barton Morris is principal attorney of the Cannabis Legal Group in Royal Oak.
The fact of the matter is that our Regulation and Taxation of Marijuana Act attempts to provide a municipality with the ability to pick its applicants, but only those that are best suited to have a recreational retail operation. Perhaps Detroit's ordinance isn't going to meet that standard. I don't know. I guess we'll wait and see.
Morris tells me he's adamant that all of the current medical marijuana provisioning centers in Detroit should receive a recreational license.